Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today in Israel, the weather is pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures, while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze under partly cloudy skies. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler with a chance of light showers later this evening. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that three people were killed in IDF strikes in Lebanon. This follows a drone attack by Hezbollah on Israeli troops, leaving 23 wounded. The IDF states the strikes targeted Hezbollah members and infrastructure. Also, from JNS earlier this hour, Israel's capture of a Hamas security chief in Gaza City signals a strategic shift. Muin al-Arabid's arrest highlights Israel's new approach, aiming to avoid full-scale war but still exert pressure on Hamas. Also, this hour, Ynet reports that Jordan remains silent amid Iranian missile fire. King Abdullah's long-standing ties with Washington might explain the kingdom's restrained response. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals criticism in Lebanon after the IDF's takeover of the Ali Taher Ridge. Lebanese parliament members urge Hezbollah to surrender their weapons to the state to avoid further conflict. And finally, I-24 News reports explosions near Iran's Karg Island. An Iranian oil tanker was hit in a missile attack, but local sources confirm there were no casualties. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted recently that Hakeem Jeffries, a leading Democrat in the U.S. House, condemned anti-Semitic remarks by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives would be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This follows Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli goods from certain areas. Belaz News highlighted that Israel is expelling Dutch diplomats over the settlement trade ban. Dutch personnel have been given 1 week to leave the country. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF strikes in Lebanon. According to the Times of Israel, these strikes occurred after a Hezbollah drone targeted Israeli forces in southern Lebanon. The drone was intercepted, but the incident escalated tensions along the border. This development could strain regional stability further, affecting civilians in border areas. Turning to Israel's capture of the Hamas security chief, JNS explains that Muin al-Arabid was arrested in a covert operation in Gaza City. This move is part of Israel's strategy to disrupt Hamas operations without launching a full-scale conflict. The arrest sends a strong message to Hamas while aiming to maintain a fragile peace in the area. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, Ynet discusses Jordan's quiet stance amid Iranian missile threats. Despite repeated attacks, King Abdullah remains focused on maintaining security through his alliance with Washington. This approach aims to protect Jordan from becoming directly involved in regional conflicts. In a related development, criticism is growing in Lebanon following the IDF's takeover of the Ali Taher Ridge. Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Lebanese leaders call for Hezbollah to disarm, suggesting that state control over weapons could prevent further losses. Finally, turning to the situation near Iran's Karg Island, I-24 News reports that explosions were heard after an oil tanker was hit by a missile. Though there were no casualties, this incident underscores the ongoing tensions in the Gulf region, impacting energy markets and global supply chains. On the economic front, first, CTEC explores the experience of Muslim combat soldiers in the IDF. These soldiers, including a female fighter, share their motivations and challenges, shedding light on their unique roles in the Israeli military. Separately, Ynet Business reports that former NBA star Omri Kaspi has raised $250 million for Swish Ventures' third fund. The fund aims to invest in about 12 startups, focusing on cyber, AI, defense, and infrastructure. And finally, Globes reveals that Israel and Finland have extended their defense cooperation pact. This agreement, focusing on R&D and procurement, was signed despite some criticism from Finnish opposition parties. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.